There was a time when the wine world was ruled by the dark side, under the reign of the unmerciful god of snobbery, known as pretentious. For centuries, millions of wine lovers who have longed for the freedom to enjoy wine without ridicule have waged an unrelenting war of wine against pretentious. Today, much of pretentious's power has been obliterated. And Grape Encounters Radio is the voice of these brave freedom fighters. Even today, the battle continues. But it's just a matter of time before pretentious is cast into exile by the mighty force of humble wine drinkers armed with the courage to enjoy wine any way they choose. And now, Grape Encounters. Here's David Wilson.
Peel me a grape, crush me some ice, skin me a peach, save the fuzz for my pillow.
All right, it is time for your weekly Grape Encounter. And if you were with us last week, we had the privilege of having in the studio three tremendous winemakers from the region of Knousa, Greece. And now we're going to go down the road a piece to one of the most amazing resort areas of Greece that also makes some of the oldest wines in Greece. What are the odds of 2 weeks in a row having a caravan of representatives from Greek winemaking join us here in the Grape Encounters studio? And I'm so pleased to bring to you now a contingency of folks from Domaine Portokaras, which is in northern Greece. And first, I want to go around and welcome everybody that's here. First of all, very excited to introduce the president of Domaine Portokaras. She and her family own this amazing, amazing vineyard, winemaking operation, and resort area. It's Ileana Stengo. Ileana, welcome.
Thank you very, very much. I'm very pleased and very glad to be here.
You don't know how pleased I am to have you here. And it's funny because you walked into the studio, which is next to the Grape Encounters Emporium, and we had one of our good customers there, and he immediately bought all the Greek wine we had. You have a lot of power over people.
Thank you very much, David.
I think maybe a direct descendant of the gods.
Maybe. Who knows?
Okay. All right. And next with us is Michael Pavlidis. Michael represents Old World Vines, Vice President of Sales. And Michael, you are living here in the U.S. and glad to have you.
Thank you very much, Dave. Very happy to be here with you guys. Very happy to be in your program. And I want to say hello to everybody.
Did you want to say hello to any relatives or your wife or anything like that?
The Queen of England.
Well, that's right. You're single. Yes.
The Prince of Wales. Okay.
Anyway, that was Michael. And we're going to move on now to Katerina. Katerina is the export sales executive. She also does come from Domaine Portokaras. And Katerina Drami.
David, thank you very much for having us here today. Actually, I'm very excited to be with you.
I'm excited to be with you, and I'm also excited to be with you in Greece. So You have my toga ready, right?
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people...
Waiting for you.
Well, glad to have you here, and you're going to be in the U.S. for just, what, a few more days, right?
Yeah, that's right. One week further.
Okay. And then I want to say we're going to be taking our Grape Encounters microphones all the way to Greece, as I am the ambassador to the competition, which are the wines of Knousa, but there also is an ambassador to the wines of Domaine Portokaras, and she is with us today. Also an American. She is Hillary Klein. And I'm so glad to have you. You're just like a bundle of joy.
I'm so tickled to be here.
Are you excited?
I am. I'm honored to be in such amazing company. I'm honored to work for such an amazing company and amazing people. And I love that I have a counterpart in you.
You know what? I'm glad I have a counterpart in you.
Thank you.
It's good that it's somebody of the highest caliber.
Oh,
you're not wearing your sash either, though.
I know. I keep telling them. Yeah. I think it's at the dry cleaner.
First of all, let's start with you. How excited are you to be working with these wines? Because you live in wine country as well.
I do.
And I just think it's so important to say to those who are so familiar familiar with wines from the U.S. or, you know, maybe better known wine growing regions like, you know, Italy or France. The wines of Greece are so interesting. They're so delicious. They're so different than what you're accustomed to. It's just a whole nother world to explore that is really making a big splash on the U.S. and world wine scene, don't you think?
I would say it's more like a re-debut of Greek wines.
Re-debut, a makeover.
Re-debut in that these are not just old world wines. These are ancient wines. So they come back 6,000 years.
Yeah, and exactly.
So it's just such an exciting ability to represent and an honor to have these wines that I get to drink and share with the public. And it truly is amazing. The stories behind these wines, which Michael will tell you, are incredible.
If Michael tells us the stories, we're going to have to go an extra hour today. But to me, one of the things that I really love to ponder when I think about the Greek wines is the fact that when you're talking about wines that are thousands of years old, and let me go to you, Ileana, for a second. The oldest wines on record that you're aware of that you're still making today are how old?
They are 6,000 years old. And it's really an ancient varietal, the famous Limnion. It's the most ancient Greek red varietal.
And it's a delicious wine. But when you think about the fact that these vines have been nurtured for 6,000 years, 6,000 years, that's a long, I can't keep a houseplant alive for more than a year.
No kidding. I'm the same way. And one of the things that
we have no right being ambassadors then if we can't keep a houseplant alive.
My husband always says if I ever owned a vineyard, it would be called Black Thumb Vineyard. I'm that bad.
All right, no, go ahead.
What I was going to say is for me, the history of these wines is so deep and so ingrained and so spectacular that when I drink something like the Limnion, which Aristotle drank, which Plato drank, I almost feel like I'm reaching back in time and clinking glasses with them in that moment because it's just so phenomenal to know that.
Did they have glasses in those days or did they have more like clay vessels?
Whatever it is, I'm clinking my glass to whatever they're drinking with. Whatever their vessel is, I'm good to go.
So, Ileana, you had a lot to do with helping to revitalize these varietals in Greece. Can you talk about when your family acquired the property and also just how big the scope of Domaine Portokarras? You are the third largest winery in Southern Europe, right?
Yes, it is the biggest, the largest in Greece and the third largest in Europe, as you said. And we are very well aware that we are carrying a very big heritage with us, and we try to continue this heritage and to make people to understand what we carry and what we try to cultivate today and to have all the results, the nice results from the past to a new modern product now.
I want to ask you how many acres you're actually growing grapes on right now, but really it's hectares. And Michael, maybe you can translate that for us because you know everything.
It's about 520 hectares, which translates around to 14,500 acres.
14,500?
I mean, it's like two times the size of Paso Robles.
Wow. So that's
more than that.
More than that.
That's enormous. And then I'm going to go over to Katerina for a second. You're the export sales executive. How long have you been with the business?
Actually, I'm quite new in the company. I joined Portokarras last September, but I'm coming from the export business activity since I've been working for more than 5 years now in olive oil business as well. Actually, after joining the company, I opened a new market already, and now we are under discussions for the Swedish monopoly and the Canadian monopoly as well.
Are you excited? I know you've been traveling the U.S. and promoting the wines in recent days now. Are you excited about how Americans are responding to the wines? And of course, a lot of the people that you're talking to are people who are wine writers. They are people who are wine retailers. I've been with you on at least one of those events. And it, to me, was amazing how positive the response is. What's your reaction?
You have absolutely right. We had very good response from the U.S. consumers and even U.S. specialists on the wine business. They are very excited and they couldn't even knew that the Greek wines are very good in terms of quality. We have high quality wines, organic, and all the wines we have been awarded in international competitions worldwide. Our latest awards was for Limited Limnio. Limnio has been awarded at the top 10 of the Greek wines during 100% blind tasting in Bordeaux, the city of the French wine.
Wow.
And we had also a gold medal in Texas for our Chateau, which is a Bordeaux blend with Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, Merlot, and instead of Petit Verdot, we used the Limnio.
Wow.
Also in Berlin, we had two.
The gold medals for Malagousia and Chateau 2006 as well.
And what was the competition, Michael?
There were 10,000 wines that they entered in the competition. And
Berlin Trophy.
Berlin Trophy.
Wow, amazing. Okay, so we're talking to Ileana Stengo. She's the president of Domaine Porto Carras. Katerina Drami, who is the export sales executive. And then from the U.S., Michael Pavlidis and also Hillary Klein, who represent the wines here. We'll be back with more Grape Encounters as we take you on a whirlwind tour of one of the most amazing resort areas and wine growing regions in Greece as we continue our two-part series, The Wines of Northern Greece, on Grape Encounters Radio.
You're listening to Grape Encounters Radio, where we tell you things your parents never taught you about wine. But don't blame them. Grape Encounters wasn't around in those days. We're all guilty of sin. We open a costly bottle of wine and recork it with the intent of drinking the rest later. But later comes and goes, and that delicious wine also goes. South, that is. The Korovin is the most reliable way to enjoy your wine without any concern about the unconsumed wine going bad. And while the Korovin costs a little bit more than other preservation systems, it does something they don't. It works. The Korovin is a beautifully engineered handheld device that gives you access to your wine through a small needle that you gently push straight through the cork. Argon gas is injected into the bottle, while as little or as much of the wine you want flows right into your glass. The argon gas keeps your wine so safe, it's as though you never opened the bottle. Want to learn more? Click the Korovin link at grapeencounters.com. A wine is a terrible thing to waste. Get your Korovin at grapeencounters.com.
Just where is wine country? At Grape Encounters, we know it's coast to coast and continent to continent. Our microphones have traveled far and wide on vino train trips, across a vineyard via zipline, into the castles of American aristocracy, to the midway at a county fair, into the kitchens of chefs whose culinary artistry is inspired by wine, and front and center for extraordinary tastings and pairings. Where will we go next? We're on the lookout for events, businesses, and people that embody the spirit of Grape Encounters Radio. Share your suggestions. If you know of a great place or event that we should broadcast from, or have a business or guest idea, we want to hear about it. Grape Encounters can deliver national awareness, and we're as close as an email away. Drop us a line. Write to David at GrapeEncountersRadio.com. That's David at GrapeEncountersRadio.com.
Having a Grape Encounter with David Wilson. What a way to spend the day.
And back with Grape Encounters Radio, and we are drinking the elixir of the Greek gods as we welcome to the Grape Encounters studio some very special guests. We have the president of Domaine Porto Carras, one of the largest wine producers in all of Europe and the largest in Greece. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
The largest in Greece. Amazing. In the studio, Ileana Stengo, who is the president. We also have from Domaine Porto Carras, Katerina Drami, who is the export sales executive. And then working with Domaine Porto Carras is Hillary Klein, who is my counterpart, the U.S. ambassador to the wines of Porto Carras. I am, of course, the U.S. ambassador to the wines of Nausa. We should have like sort of a mud wrestling competition or something.
I think you'd win, but I'm in.
You know what? I can sling mud like the best of them. And then also with us is Michael Pavlidis, who is the vice president of sales for Old World Vines, who brings many of these great Greek wines to the U.S. So let's go back to these old varietals. And I want to talk about why you have focused on these particular wines, Ileana, because you're growing a lot of wines that are familiar to the rest of the world, but you were a civil engineer when your family bought this property, and then you got your education in winemaking and really focused on some distinctive varietals. Can you talk about that?
Yes, our state firstly began, it wasn't only with the Greek indigenous varieties, it was also with French varieties, and we are also an appellation zone. Greece has 33 of these zones, like Nausa, as you said, but we are very famous because we have 5 PDO wines, protected designation of origin, it means appellation, and in these wines we have a blend of Greek indigenous varieties and French varieties also. So we think that bringing back these Greek varietals bring back the ancient Greece to now to the new modern world, and it's very important that for us because we carry heritage and we try to show to the people what we have in our hands and how was it the past and how it is now.
Were there other ancient varietals that you could have focused on besides the ones that you are growing?
Yes, because our estate is really big. We do some experiments, you know, we bring and cultivate some new Greek, not new, some old Greek indigenous varietals because we want to see how they're going to adapt in our soils and to see what products we can have in the future with them. And we are in communication with the University of Agriculture in Greece and we try to have them with us to recognize what is the best in the north part of Greece that we are located? What's the best varietals, Greek, to have there and to show to the consumers at the end?
So the focus is really on what is actually going to perform the best in that region.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Okay. And Michael, so you have a lot of experience with bringing the wines into the U.S. and have done so many trade events. What's your impression about what's really turning on American wine drinkers?
What I want to say about Porto Carras is that within very short period of time since Ileana Stengu and her family took the winery and the resort, that the wines of Porto Carras excelled. It is very important to understand that it is, yes, Porto Carras revived Malagousia from 1963 to 1982. Yes, Porto Carras.
And I have to interrupt you just to explain that Malagousia is another varietal that most people would probably not be familiar with here.
It's my favorite white wine that we sell. I just love it. It's got so many layers, so much complexity to it. It's a phenomenal wine.
You know, Malagousia is one of our best selling products worldwide, and women love Malagousia because Malagousia, it's a very aromatic wine, a very fruity taste, and very easy to drink.
But it really is for women. So I was drinking a woman's wine then.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Because
I'm in touch with my feminine side, just yeah. So you know. It's okay. It's like the deodorant commercial we have here in America. Strong enough for a man, but made for a woman.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, good enough. Let's talk about some of the other wines that are being grown on the property. Ileana, you're growing some very well-known varietals that would be more familiar to our listeners. Talk about those. I was surprised to hear the name Viognier.
Yes, we have the Viognier, we have Cabernet Sauvignon, we have Cabernet Franc, because the famous Professor Émile Peynot, the professor of Bordeaux, back in 1960s, 70s and 80s, was our head enologist in our estate. And with the owner back then, he decided to bring all that French varieties to see how they're going to adapt in our soils. And they have that great results that we are drinking now. So we have even Cinzo and Merlot, and of course, the blends of the Greek indigenous varieties and the French varieties.
One of the things that surprised me is that the wines of Greece are really very affordable. Why is it that you're able to offer such amazing wines at such reasonable prices? Is it cheaper for property there? Is it cheaper for labor in Greece? Can somebody elaborate on how you can do this so inexpensively? And can I become a winemaker in Greece, please?
Okay, David, the labor cost is really high.
It's high?
Yeah, it's much higher than here.
But you have a huge unemployment rate in Greece, don't you?
Yes, we have because of the crisis that we are going on the last 5 years.
The financial crisis, yes.
The financial crisis. But really, we have so many taxes and all that stuff that grows up the labor cost and the final cost. But really, we try to do our best and have the price of the wines that our price list low, because we really want all the countries abroad to taste, to drink, and to sell our wines. That's why we try to be
very competitive on the
price. Yes, very competitive on the price.
All right, we'll be back with more Grape Encounters in just a second. We're going to continue our discussion talking about the wines of Domaine Porto Carras. And so pleased to have these very special people in the Grape Encounters studio, along with a few bottles of these Greek wines as well. So we're going to take a moment to sip, and we'll be right back. If you make April your month to do some California wine tasting, your friends will surely be green with envy. That's because throughout the month of April, California wines aren't just red, white, and rosé. In April, you'll discover just how green California wines are, too. April is California Wines Down to Earth Month, and wineries all over the state are celebrating the state's leadership in sustainable wine growing with fun and educational events everywhere you turn. California has one of the most widely adopted sustainable wine growing programs in the world, with more than 70% of California's wine growers and winemakers committed to practices that benefit the environment, employees, and neighbors. And best of all, the quality of the wine is simply superb. From Earth Day wine and food festivals and green wine trails to vineyard hikes and horseback rides and special tastings, find out more at discovercaliforniawines.com. Just click on the tab that says April is Earth Month at discovercaliforniawines.com.
We're all guilty of sin. We open a costly bottle of wine and recork it with the intent of drinking the rest later. But later comes and goes, and that delicious wine also goes. South, that is. The Coravin is the most reliable way to enjoy your wine without any concern about the unconsumed wine going bad. And while the Coravin costs a little bit more than other preservation systems, it does something they don't. It works. The Coravin is a beautifully engineered handheld device that gives you access to your wine through a small needle that you gently push straight through the cork. Argon gas is injected into the bottle, while as little or as much of the wine you want flows right into your glass. The argon gas keeps your wine so safe, it's as though you never opened the bottle. Want to learn more? Click the Coravin link at grapeencounters.com. A wine is a terrible thing to waste. Get your Coravin at grapeencounters.com.
My heart is drenched in wine. But you.
Back for a few minutes more with Grape Encounters Radio, and so happy to have in the studio, oh my gosh, talk about a wine kingpin. We have in the studio the president of Domaine Porto Carras. Google it, folks. If you're not familiar with it, check it out, because believe me, this is where you want to spend your summer vacation. We have Ileana Stengo here with us. She's the president of this massive winemaking operation in northern Greece. Also coming out from Greece to the U.S. is Katerina Drami, who is the export sales executive for the company. And then their U.S. ambassador, Hillary Klein, my counterpart. We have diplomatic immunity in Greece, do we not?
Yes, we do, especially when it comes to wine drinking.
So we can go there and raise hell.
I'm thinking.
Speaking of raising hell, we have Michael Pavlidis here, who is always fun at a party and is doing a lot to make sure that Greek wines are more popular in the U.S. Before we went to break, we were talking about the price of these Greek wines. And I have to say, Ileana, I'm a little suspicious. Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking you guys are selling the wines at very discounted rates. You're going to get us hooked on them, and then you're going to raise the prices on us after we fall in love with them and we don't want to drink anything else.
Okay.
Oh, look at your blushing here now.
In the future, we're going to raise the prices, that's for sure. But that's the truth. Yeah. But first, we're going to establish our wines very, very well in the whole U.S. And in all the states. And after, we're going to do that at the second step.
Okay, so she's coming clean here right now. The Greek wines are addicting. You can get them for a really good price right now. So you should probably get them while you can get them at great prices. And these wines will sell her for a really long time too, won't they?
Yeah.
They'll last. What is the lifespan of some of the Greek varietals like Limignon?
Limiot should be between 5 to 7 years at least. But some of the other wines we have, for example, like the Chateau Porto Carras has 25 years potential to age plus.
Even 40, because we are doing some vertical tastings and we open Chateau of 1975 and still is delicious.
I know, it's amazing. You see, I thought it was the time, you know, because it flown a little bit, you know, I forgot the years.
I don't know about you, Hillary, but I think the only way that they're going to be able to prove this to us is to uncork a couple of these really old bottles.
I would have to agree, considering especially that I'm the wine ambassador to this incredible domain, and I have not tried these incredible
older wines.
Yeah.
Can we correct that situation immediately?
Yes, I promise when you both come to Greece, we will open these wines.
We'll open some old ones, okay.
Yeah, to see with your own eyes and with your own mouth palate, to taste them and to understand if we say the truth or not.
How far back do you have wines in your cellar, your personal cellar, for Domaine Porto Carras?
We have wine from the decade of 70s, 1973, 1975,
wow.
Yeah. They are 40 years now.
Let's change subjects for a second, because I think the very exciting thing about what you're doing is, and we haven't talked about this yet, is to talk about your resort, because the resort is a real companion to the wines. And tell me everything that we can experience in the area that's part of the Porto Carras operation.
Yes, I would love to, because the Porto Carras Grand Resort is in the wine industry, wine tourism industry nowadays, and it's very famous. We got the Best Accommodation Award in the whole world for this March 2015.
From who?
From an association that deals with the Wine Tourism Awards.
And you were number one? The number one?
In Greece.
In Greece. Okay,
yeah.
I got you.
And beyond other, estates all over the world, but there are 2 5-star hotels there, and our Chateau, of course, that it belongs to the small historical boutique hotels in Europe. We can accommodate people and have a very good time, because we do tailor-made experience.
Right.
You can have your wine on the beach. You can have a wine spa treatment that inside our spa, both of them.
Wait, what does that mean, a wine spa treatment?
Yeah, we are a new producers. We are producing cosmetics out of our wines. We are producing the seed oil or scrubs and face creams and body
lotions.
Can I take a bath in wine there?
Of course. When
I
you
can.
Come, yeah.
Is that why the Greeks have such beautiful, bronze skin?
Thank you, David.
From getting in. Well, you're beautiful.
Thank you.
So you have all of these cosmetics and things that you're doing in the spa that you're creating, actually, from the wines and, I guess, the byproducts
the
of the wine making.
Yeah, the extracts of our wine.
Wow.
The wine skins, the seeds, everything. We have a special cream from Malagousia and another one from Limnion. And you can have them as a protocol in the wine spa, therapies.
I'll be stocking up on that stuff.
Hillary,
when
I think that's the very first thing. Before we actually reign over a state dinner there, we'll have to go and get a wine bath.
For sure.
Okay, so we're going to do that. Can you tell me about some of the dignitaries that have stayed at the property?
Yes.
I was there last year.
Michael!
The peanut gallery.
Well, somebody had to clean the pool.
Yes, we had the European Summit in 2003.
Holy
All
smoke.
The presidents and prime ministers of Europe came there. And also we have, at the past, Salvador Dali, the famous painter, was with us the last 7 years of his life. He lived in our Chateau and he drank our wines. He was a big fan of our
Did
wines.
Did you know Salvador Dali personally?
Not me.
You didn't know him?
No.
No.
Yeah, I didn't have the opportunity and the great honor to meet him.
Oh, but he loved the wines, though, huh?
Yes, and we have also his rooms.
That's why his paintings are probably so crazy, is after about
maybe
two or three bottles of the Greek wine, he said, let's just paint a melting clock, shall we? All right, go ahead.
And many others.
Didn't you say, like, the Queen of Monaco or something like
the
that?
The Queen of Morocco.
Oh, Morocco.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What was she like?
She's really beautiful.
She is beautiful?
Yeah, she is, yeah.
Yeah. Would you ask her if she would like to be on this show next time you see her?
I don't think so, because even us, we have to announce everything that we do after they finish, because... It's a restriction.
Well, just call me and I won't announce it until we've already recorded it. Okay. All right. So how many hotel rooms on the property?
We have 1,000 hotel rooms.
Holy smoke. And a casino, right?
In a casino, in a marina, in a very famous marina for the north part of Greece. So many big yachts and so many cruises start from Porto Karas going to Athos Mountain, where all the monasteries are.
So do you have those kind of yachts come in that have the helicopters on them? Those,
yes.
That kind of yacht?
And that kind.
Do you ever get to go out on those boats?
Yeah.
Do you sometimes bring one of those really old bottles of wine with you?
Of course. It's another experience that we offer. Cruise and wines together. We are drinking on a yacht.
Now, as I understand it, there are a few clothing optional beaches on your property as well.
We have 26 private beaches.
You don't even have to wear a fig leaf.
You don't need even an umbrella because the pine trees come all over the beach and you can go there and sit as much as you like, you know, by feet, of course. We have a golf court, a big one with 18 holes, and so many other activities like horses. We have a big horse stable.
So I can just go there and just stay there. I don't need to go anyplace else.
Yeah,
play
I think.
Tennis, you can play basketball.
Yeah, of course, everything.
I'm not going to Greece to play basketball, Michael. Michael, I know you have a little obsession with basketball because you have a son who's like 12 feet tall.
But
am I right?
Still has the obsession.
Yeah. So anybody want to tell me anything else before we go? We've just got another minute or so left.
We combine very well Greek gastronomy and Mediterranean food with our wines. I think that offers our clients the best because they can understand the pairing with the food gives the wine the most credit. You know, if you compare the wine with the food, at the end, the wine comes first.
Eliana, we have to give a gift to the audience of David.
Yes, we really have a gift, David.
You're going to give my audience a gift?
Yes.
You're going to sing?
Yeah, no.
What are you going to do?
Next time.
This year and the upcoming year, for every American that comes to Porto Caral through your
show,
radio show,
we are going to
give a 35% off.
No!
Yeah.
Seriously?
Seriously.
And this was not, honestly, I didn't know about this. This was not even planned.
No, it wasn't.
35% off. Well, book me first.
Yes, through you.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Thank you.
And they just come and they get 35% off.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that even on...
We want all the Americans to come there to see not only our state, Greece generally.
Well, yes. And the more we can get some money flowing into Greece, the more we can get through this financial crisis.
Yes.
That's not going to be going on much longer.
We hope so.
That'll be done. But Porto Karas is a very upscale place.
It is.
Correct. It's Yeah, definitely. Okay, so there you have it, 35% off. I got to really promote this now.
Thank you, David.
But then if they go to Greece, they're not going to be able to listen to Grape Encounters. We'll have to get an affiliate in Greece while they're gone.
You'd have to go worldwide.
You can listen online. Okay, well, I appreciate you all coming in so much. It's been a blast.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you, David.
Oh, you guys,
it's been great.
Thank you, David.
A welcome again, or thanks very much to Hillary Klein, who is the ambassador to Greek wines in the U.S. from Porto Karas. We also have here Michael Pavlidis, who is the vice president of sales for Old World Vines. And then, of course, Katerina Drami, who is the export sales executive for Domaine Porto Karas. And then last, but certainly not least, Ileana Stengo, who is the president of Domaine Porto Karas. We are in very good company indeed here on Grape Encounters Radio. If somebody wants to figure out how to get the wines anywhere in the U.S., what do they do? Is there one website they can go to find the wines or?
Yes, they can go to our website, oldworldvines.com.
Oldworldvines.com, okay.
And also, you know, get in touch with us and we can guide them where to get the wines.
And if they want to see online Domaine Porto Karas, is there a website that they can go to?
Yes, of course. It's the three W's, Domaine Porto Karas, portocaraswines.gr. But also there is a link that goes to resort website.
Okay, so I don't want anybody to make a mistake. So I'm going to put the link on the Grape Encounters website, and you'll be able to find it there. And you can just click on it, and I will personally take you to Greece along with my counterpart from Puerto Carras, Hillary Klein.
And if you wouldn't mind, they also have a Twitter, an Instagram, and a Facebook. So please come on and check us out.
And that is Facebook USA, domain Puerto Carras USA. So please join us. We already have more than 3,000 likes, something like that.
Wow.
There is also a competition that, you know, people can join us, and we draw, like, for two people.
Having a contest.
Yes,
yeah, a contest.
They can win a trip to Greece and stay at Puerto Carras and have the entire experience. They can join us.
Absolutely. So just go online. I'll have the link for you. You can find it there. Or, by the way, if you want to buy, and I'm commercializing now, I'm sorry, gang, but I got to say this, that I believe so much in these wines that at the Grape Encounters Emporium in California, you can actually find the wines there and you can enter the contest, or you can just sit with me and drink some Greek wines. So how do we say goodbye to everybody?
Γεια σας. Ευχαριστούμε πάρα πολύ.
Yeah, what he said.
Yeah, what he said.
I said goodbye. Thank you very much in Greek.
All right. Hillary, Michael, Katerina, and Ileana, been great having you on Grape Encounters.
Thank you, David, so much.
Well, thank you. And we continue with Grape Encounters Radio with David Wilson and a little help from my friends.
Your Grape Encounter will continue momentarily. So while you're listening to these important messages, do a little multi-processing and join the Grape Encounters Radio Facebook group page. That way we can share things with you that we might not be able to tell you on the radio.
Just where is wine country? At Grape Encounters, we know it's coast to coast and continent to continent. Our microphones have traveled far and wide for more than 3 years on vino train trips, across a vineyard via zipline, into the castles of American aristocracy, to the midway at a county fair, into the kitchens of chefs whose culinary artistry is inspired by wine, and front and center for extraordinary tastings and pairings. Where will we go next? We're on the lookout for events, businesses, and people that embody the spirit of Grape Encounters Radio. Share your suggestions. If you know of a great place or event that we should broadcast from, or have a business or guest idea, we want to hear about it. Grape Encounters can deliver national awareness, and we're as close as an email away. Drop us a line. Write to David@GrapeEncountersRadio.com. That's David@GrapeEncountersRadio.com.
If you make April your month to do some California wine tasting, your friends will surely be green with envy. That's because throughout the month of April, California wines aren't just red, white, and rosé. In April, you'll discover just how green California wines are, too. April is California Wine's down-to-earth month, and wineries all over the state are celebrating the state's leadership in sustainable wine growing with fun and educational events everywhere you turn. California has one of the most widely adopted sustainable wine growing programs in the world, with more than 70% of California's wine growers and winemakers committed to practices that benefit the environment, employees, and neighbors. And best of all, the quality of the wine is simply superb. From Earth Day wine and food festivals and green wine trails to vineyard hikes and horseback rides and special tastings, find out more at discovercaliforniawines.com. Just click on the tab that says April is Earth Month at discovercaliforniawines.com.
This is Grape Encounters News, a taste of what's happening in the world of wine.
Yes, it is time for the Grape Encounters news, and finally back from a very extended vacation is the very rested and extremely tanned Lawrence Gifford, our chief wine news correspondent. And why are you here in the studio wearing shorts?
Because it's a beautiful day.
Yeah, but, you know, there's a certain image that we'd like to project here, and people can feel that you're wearing shorts through the radio.
You know, David, when you go on vacation, you sort of get into different habits. And my habit on vacation was to wear shorts.
All right. Well, let's get off of vacation and into the news, Larry.
And we'll get to the wine news. But I got to tell you a story. I couldn't escape the essence of David Wilson while in Florida.
Really?
Yes. So my mom's 85-year-old boyfriend, essentially my stepdad, is named Reinhold. And Reinhold doesn't like half bottles of things. And so you get out the jar of pickles, like sliced pickles for a sandwich, and there's like little baby dills floating around in there because he likes to combine the jars because he doesn't want a lot of jars around. Or like you have three different kinds of mustards in your fridge. Well, if they're all
He mixes them up and creates Reinhold's blend.
Right. So he bought a $4.99 bottle of wine and thought he was spending a lot of money on it for me because he knows I like wine.
That is a lot of money for you.
It is.
Okay.
So it was all right. So we opened that and had a glass. And then I opened my Argentinian Malbec. And then we had a bottle of Project Paso Old Vine Zin. And so we had three bottles open. I left the room and he had started combining them into one
bottle. He poured them into each other.
I'm like, oh my gosh, it's David Wilson in 35 years. Although he didn't know how to make it taste good.
So he just figured all wine is the same.
All wine is the same.
It's just wine. Was it all red wine?
All red wine.
And he just poured it all together.
All together.
Here's the big question.
Nope. Didn't taste good.
It didn't.
No. We had to go buy more wine, which wasn't a problem.
We've been actually doing blending classes at the Grape Encounters Emporium, and people are absolutely stunned at the things they're able to create now that they have taken off their training wheels, I think is the best way to put it. And it's exciting to watch people have the epiphany that they can create something that's better than what they've been drinking, you know, as a single varietal wine.
I need to bring Reinhold here to take some classes before he does that.
Reinhold is banned. All right, what do you got in the news?
Good news. New York's wine region hitting another milestone. It's 400th winery, and more are pending.
400 wineries in New York.
Yeah. That's up from 14 wineries when the state started handing out licenses back in 1976.
And those frickin' frackers want to blow those wineries up to sky high.
Well, do you have the latest on that? Are they still protesting? Are you going to join the picket lines, David?
No, it's great. The latest news on that is that all of the people that were charged with trespassing and civil disobedience, all of the charges were dropped against all of the people.
Well, that's awesome.
It helped for us to get on the radio and say, set my people free.
Set my people free.
All right. So news is getting better in New York.
Yes. Starting June 1st, United Airlines will be serving free wine and beer on long-haul international flights in the economy area.
That's good. United is good. And United puts a lot of energy into their wine program.
Well, a lot of them do.
They all do. You know, it is very hard to criticize airlines for the wines that they serve because it's a big point of pride for airlines these days to come up with some pretty interesting labels and serve them on the plane. And I have been tickled pink, and I've been traveling a lot lately and have tasted some great wines. And well, you've been traveling a lot. Your experience the same?
The same. And I just read this week in Bloomberg News, more and more carriers are now upgrading their wine lists for first-class flyers, which may be you but not me, to more premium wines. Now, we're not talking Dom Perignon, but each airline has their own sommelier and their own budget, and they're trying to increase the quality of the wines they're serving to serve the first-class passengers.
Yeah, just don't try to buy it with cash.
No, you can't anymore. Isn't that weird?
The most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Okay, what else you got?
A moment of silence on the show for the 43,000 pounds of wine spilled this week on a busy road
that tied up traffic near
Modesto, California.
I heard this. Any idea whose wine it was?
I have not found out yet, but it was 14,300-ish bottles.
14,000 bottles.
Yeah.
That's over 1,000 cases. That's a big winemaker, I'm guessing.
Well, it must be, right? It wouldn't
yeah.
be. Small time.
Probably was not a real expensive wine.
Let's hope not. It was a big rig.
Well, any wine lost is that's a big loss.
Yeah.
How much? 14,000 gallons?
43,000 pounds.
43,000 pounds of wine. This was in California, right?
Yeah, Modesto.
Oh my gosh. That's half the rain we got all year in the state. Whoa.
18 new names have been added to the Court of Master Sommeliers.
I know. That's fantastic. It was a big year for the Court of Masters.
So this is a North American list of individuals who have passed that grueling 3 days long advanced sommelier exam.
Are you going to read them all?
No.
Okay, good.
From here, though, many of these people will set their sights on that court's Master Sommelier Diploma exam, which just 220 individuals worldwide have ever managed to pass.
I'm guessing this is maybe one of the biggest percentage of test passers ever.
Well, it's huge. And they were from all over.
Awesome. Yeah, okay. Really cool. What else you got?
Two cases of Great Depression era bottles of Renard have been discovered in a private cellar in Alsace, making them the Champagne House's oldest known bottles in existence.
Wow. And
this is a special find because Nazis ransacked the Renard cellars during World War II, leaving them without any library of wines before 1945.
Yeah. Wow. Larry, can I just give you a little tip about job security?
Sure.
Get us an invitation to the tasting.
Well, so they plan on opening these in 2029, David.
Oh, my gosh. We won't even care.
That'll be the
We'll be drinking Ripple.
But
just get us on the list,
here's
okay?
Here's the good news, okay?
What's the good news?
Good news. The bottles are said to be full for the most part.
Yeah.
Clear.
Good.
And still with gas.
Good.
So they're excited.
Wonderful.
So,
all right.
And that's the news as we see it.
That's it?
That's all we got.
I can't believe that you weren't here during the biggest story in the wine world in years, the arsenic hoax.
Well, I hope you didn't wait for me to get back to cover it.
We did a full story on it,
and good.
I did an editorial last week. And if anybody has not heard that story, go back 2 weeks on grapeencounters.com. You'll see the artwork there. It's some wine bottles with the word arsenic across it. And get the real truth. You can't trust lawyers, but you can trust a person who's got a great glass of wine in his hand, which I do right now.
You do. I can
vouch for that. And I barely started it, and that's the end of Grape Encounters, Larry.
Wow. Well, cheers, David. It's good to be back.
Good to have you back, and we'll be back here next week, same time, same channel. In the meantime, I'm going to bring Larry up to date on the arsenic hoax. Actually, Larry, you're trying one of the wines that was said to have contained a tremendous amount of arsenic.
I'm beginning to feel it.
You're looking pale, Larry. All right. We'll see you on Grape Encounters next week. Cheers.